Jaymon G on EA Radio AM 1210 100.7 FM and on the web at airventure.org/radio. And we are in the aviation and government segment, and sitting with me in studio is Rusty J. Brown of the TSA. How's it going, Rusty?
Good, how are you?
Good. It's good to see you here. And this is an area of interest for a lot of our listeners, and that is requirements for CFIs under the new TSA rules for security awareness training.
Sure.
And that's what you're here to talk to us about, right?
Sure. First, I'll just touch base. CFIs are actually a small part of what I do on a daily basis. We run the gamut anywhere from enforcing individuals, whether it be passengers, airline people, anything that has to do with general aviation and security, we get our hands with. I travel around to different airports. For example, Green Bay, Appleton, we do inspections at the airports there. We also inspect the airlines while we're there as well. And then on the other side, we go to the general aviation airports and the flight instructors, we visit them on a regular basis.
Now, when you visit flight instructors in GA, say you go to a flight school, what exactly are you doing?
What we're looking for is we're making sure that before flight instruction begins, the flight instructor is verifying the student's ID, that they're a U.S. citizen, and then if they're not a U.S. citizen, that they're gathering proper documents for that as well.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. What are the requirements, Rusty, for a student to...
Sure.
And I know there's some different clauses. In other words, if they're just seeking training for a new rating or something, the requirements are different, correct, than a new student?
If you're upgrading, the requirements would be probably the same. If you're doing just ground school, some brief stuff, or they're just gathering hours, there's not much to that. But let's just say it's a new student. Make things easy. If it's domestic, a student, all they need is a U.S. passport. If they don't have that, they could have a birth certificate along with a government-issued ID.
So you're looking to make sure that these are U.S. citizens.
Correct.
Driver's license doesn't count. It has to be a document proving citizenship.
They could have a driver's license along with the birth certificate.
Okay.
And then the instructors actually have two options. Once they view those things, they can make a copy of them and keep them on record, or they can log it in their book that they there's a little certified statement saying that you viewed those documents. And
now, is that in the CFI's logbook or in the applicant's logbook?
Both.
Okay.
They'll log it in both. That's pretty straightforward. Now, if you have a foreign student, it gets a little more in depth.
And, of course, the cost of flying in the United States, albeit, is getting higher, but it's still much cheaper than a lot of other countries, so we still do have a huge influx of foreign students.
Sure,
here.
There's quite a few out there. And then what they'll do is the same thing. They're going to verify their citizenship. They're going to get a copy of the passport and visa. They're going to go through another step. They're going to have to get their fingerprints taken. Usually they work with a local law enforcement office or something like that to get that done.
Now, is that up to the flight school to do that, or does the individual have to go find some place to get fingerprinted?
It works both ways. Some flight schools actually get involved with that. The pilot will go out and help them, the student, get that done. They'll, you know, take them. Otherwise, sometimes they'll send them to an office that they've worked out prior to, and that office will see the student, take the fingerprint, send them off for them, and stuff like that.
Okay. So let's get back to, before we leave this subject.
Sure.
I'm a CFI, and I don't work for a flight school.
Okay.
And I have a friend in Germany who is coming over for vacation, and I want to give him a little bit of flight training while he's here, maybe get him to solo or something.
Okay.
Here's a situation where it's not a U.S. citizen, it's a friend of yours, you're not a flight school, but the requirements are the same, right?
Requirements are the same. Instead of going under a flight school, it goes under an individual instructor. Requirements are still the same. There is one other step that I guess I forgot to mention, is before that flight school were to give that foreign individual training, they have to register with the government. The flight school has to register, and the student has to register and get that squared away before flight training can begin. So,
and in the case of the situation I just described, where it's two friends, one's a CFI and one's a foreigner,
yeah,
just
unfortunately,
on vacation,
yeah.
How does that work then? Because individual CFIs don't register, right? I mean, I've done the training. I haven't seen any requirement to register as a CFI. You just have to have the certificate that you've been trained on security awareness, I believe. Isn't that right?
Actually, I haven't come across that part of it. The only ones I've come across, I actually been flight schools that have been given out the foreign. But I would assume that the student would still need to register, and I'm not sure. I'd have to go back in the documents and see if it was a individual instructor. I would think that they'd have to register as well, but I don't want to be quoted on that.
Okay, so that leads us right into to the next question then, is how does that work? How does a CFI and a student get registered? They have to get the fingerprints first, and there's a standard card, right?
Sure.
Standard fingerprint
yep.
card?
Yep. That sends out, usually the school sends out saying that they're going to be interested. And you don't have to have foreign students to do this. You can get prepared, just so you have it cleared for if you're anticipating doing that. TSA will send back the school saying you're good to go. The student will also go through the same registration process, and they'll get clearance as well. And then once that's done, there's also fees involved with that, obviously, with the fingerprinting. I think it's a $125 registration fee for a foreign student to register. Once they get that all back, then it's pretty much good to go. There's some other things that they need to gather. They're listed in the 1552 kind of background of the student and stuff like that, and they just keep all that stuff together on file. They need to take a photograph of the individual. Stuff like that. It's a pretty comprehensive list, but it's all on website. You can go to Code of Federal Regulations online. AOPA's got, I know, a list that they can go to and just kind of spells out what you need to do. So
I would imagine that EA's NAFI would have it as well. Right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of different websites out there that they can go to and like a checklist if that's something they're interested in doing.
And the forms, print out the forms and
yep.
who to submit it to. And can they be faxed or emailed, or do they have to be mailed by the Postal Service?
Most of it's done, I believe, through email.
Okay.
Once they register, they'll get an email back saying, here's your number, you're cleared.
Okay.
And that's kind of nice, and they just need to keep records of that.
And that's for the flight school and the student.
That's correct, yep.
Okay. And then that's how the student proves to the flight school that this has been done.
Yes, and the flight school actually has a website, too, that they go on, and they can see this stuff, too. They can bring, usually if we go, say I were to go to your school and do an inspection, I'd be looking at those emails and stuff saying that it was cleared, and then I'd go, usually they have a file for that student and make sure that the photo ID is there along with all the other stuff that needed to be done.
So, in the event that somebody slips up, something falls through the cracks, do you then, how do you handle that as an inspector? Do you just make sure the flight school then gets that done, or?
Yeah, our job is not to bring down the hammer. It's to help them gain compliance. So we'll point them in the right direction, usually tell them what they need to do, and then we'll come back to visit them. And make sure it was done. So we're there to help as much as we can. So we're a good resource.
Yeah, it's a complicated rule. It's still somewhat new. And although big flight schools now are probably very comfortable with the rule, it's been in effect for a couple of years now, right?
Big flight schools are pretty much got a handle on it. Probably the biggest thing that we've run into is just organization as far as files go when we go out there. Good old record keeping. That's a lot of what we do when we go out to visit. Some of the common mistakes maybe is they let an individual instructor keep the records instead of the flight school maintaining the records. So when we go out there, that instructor may not be there, or they moved on.
Yeah.
And we're trying to hunt those down.
They're in the back of his Volvo.
Yeah. Yeah, so it really helps.
Trunk next to the golf clubs. And
really helps to have an organized and all there for us when we come out to visit. So other than that, you mentioned it earlier, the security awareness training. That's required for the flight instructor. And then anyone that would be having contact, say you have a front desk person that would be coming in contact with the students that would be coming to register for training.
So they're involved as well, like a secretary or a scheduler or something.
If they're going to have contact with the individuals, then we want them to go through the training, because it's real simple, probably 45-minute online course, or you can do it CD, and it just tells you different signs to look for that you should notify a supervisor, law enforcement agent, or us, or.
Rusty Brown from the TSA, thanks for joining us today on Aviation in Government. You're a part of the CFI Security Awareness Training Program, and we appreciate having you with us today.